lightly on the cheek. Bear had recoiled, as though it had been an adder's bite, and since then had kept very quiet. The sun was almost gone, and the attackers had gone around the campsite, lighting the fires that lay there ready.
Mommy, I'm hungry!
Shut that little bastard up!
Doc could feel growing pressure on his bladder, but he decided that it would be as well to keep quiet about it. The scar-faced woman didn't look as though a request to be excused would be well received.
Sec force! Attention!
The command came from the apparent leader of the initial assault group, bringing everyone to attention. Doc glanced around, seeing that a group of men and one woman had appeared, presumably from the train. One of them was probably Skullface, but Doc couldn't make them out very clearly. The flickering light from the numerous fires competed with the rushing darkness of evening, throwing darting shadows across the buildings of the ville. For a moment, the old man was reminded of a painting he'd seen when he and the world had been young. He couldn't recall where he'd seen it, perhaps in one of the great European museums and galleries that he and Emily had visited on their honeymoon. But he could remember that it had been medieval. A scene from hell, with imps and demons capering around their helpless victims, tormenting them with forks and spears. It had been firelit, and there had been a half-hidden figure at the back of the picture, who had seemed like the ruler of this infernal principality of pain and blackness.
That must be Skullface. Oh, sweet Jesus, what a dreadful-looking man.
One of their guards turned his brutish head toward her, and Mildred fell silent. The leader was standing directly behind one of the blazing fires, making it impossible for Doc to see him. Mildred, a little farther to the side, could see him clearly. During her childhood in the 1960s and 1970s, Mildred had seen more brutality than most people can imagine in their nightmares. But it had mostly been the animal cruelty of ignorance, overlaid with the unmistakable taint of fear, a fear that was sometimes hidden behind white hoods and sheets, and was smothered in the safety of being part of a baying mob. Skullface didn't look like anyone she'd ever seen in her life. He was several inches over 6 feet tall, and she guessed his weight around 210. A lean, gaunt figure, dressed entirely in black leather-tight pants and a loose jacket over a white shirt with ruffles at the neck. His high black boots were polished to a brilliant sheen that reflected the red glow of the fires. But it was the face. Thin, that was the word. A mouth like a steel trap, narrow eyes that didn't move yet saw everything. A carved nose that split the scoured cheekbones like an axe blade. A bald head, with a fringe of dark hair around the back. And a strip of black mustache that leaked down over both corners of his cruel mouth. Mildred's doctor's eyes picked up on two other things about Skullface. The mustache didn't quite conceal the twisted lip that looked as though it had once been hit a crushing blow. And the little finger on his right hand was missing. There was a blaster at his belt, and a rifle slung across his shoulders. Mildred recognized the pistol as a 9mm Stetschkin, but she couldn't make the long gun. If J.B. Orion had been there, they'd have immediately recognized the unusual weapon as a Russian sniper's rifle, the SVD PS-01, with a sophisticated scope sight. It was a gun so rare that there were probably no more than two in all of Deathlands. The man moved to one side, hands on hips, a small whip dangling from his right wrist. And then Doc Tanner saw his face.
God save us all! God stress her!
Strasser.
Once Ryan Cotter had made the connections, he saw the skeletal figure, shining in its black leather carapace, like an elegant and lethal beetle. Called Skullface because of the gaunt, bony face, leading a gang of Coldstone Chillers. Ward was puzzled.
Who in tarnation's this Strasser feller?
A while back, Jordan Teague had been the Baron of Moxon, one of the worst pest holes on the entire gaudy-ridden frontier. But the ville had really been run by Teague's sec boss, Court Strasser. Both Christy and Doc had fallen into Strasser's hands. So did I.
God, don't remind me, dearest.
Yeah, no shit. Anyway, we got into it, and I ended up smashing a pistol in the bastard's mouth. Scarred him up pretty bad.
Not like he was all that pretty to begin with.
Months later, we crossed paths again. He had recruited a gang of killers and was masquerading as the reincarnation of General George Armstrong Custer.
Where are the Sioux when you need them?
That bastard's evil as fuck.
And a grade-A perv.
Jack snapped off one of his fingers that time.
When I joined.
Yeah, that's where we picked up Jack. It was a real fucking bloodbath. But I guess he escaped again. The bastard.
And now he's back. And he's probably got Doc and Mildred.
And my people.
Yeah, and your people.
What do we do? Even a real ice-hard bastard can't butcher 100 folks, can he?
Nobody said anything as he looked from face to face.
Oh, God, Strasser. Not Strasser. Not again. Why, God, why?
Doc felt as though someone had filled his veins with Sierra meltwater. Seeing Strasser brought back the shuddering, mindless fear that the man had instilled during the time Doc had been in Moxon. His heart broken, no willpower or hope. Doc hadn't even known who he was or where he was, and for much of the time, his befuddled brain hadn't even known when he was. Mildred was only aware that the old man at her side had begun to shake, as if he'd been stricken by the most virulent fever. She'd heard the name Strasser. She thought she recognized the name from some fireside reminiscences with Ryan and the others, but she couldn't link it to any particular adventure. But she had no doubt at all of the dreadful effect the sight of Skullface had induced in Doc.
Cool it, Doc.
Strasser!
So?
What?
I said so.
So? My God, woman. He is death incarnate. Court Strasser, if he recognizes me, then I...
Doc ran out of breath in his panic, and the sentence faded into stillness.
You know him, Doc?
Ugh, long, bad story. Oh, bad, bad.
If she'd been able to see Doc's face, Mildred would have been very concerned. His eyes were glazed, like mirrors sprayed with a dull oil, showing no sign of life or intelligence. His lower lip drooped, and a thread of saliva looped down across his unshaven chin. The attackers had made no attempt to secure a perimeter once they'd taken the Ville. There wasn't any need. As far as they knew, everyone from Salvation was already a prisoner. The departure of Ryan, Christy, Jack, JB, and Major Ward had gone completely unnoticed by them. From such a distance, Ryan and the others couldn't make out what was happening. It was comparatively easy and safe to move quickly down the slope, keeping parallel to the blacktop, picking their way to less than 200 yards from the edge of the Ville. There was no guarantee that Strasser hadn't by now thought to put a couple of his men to patrol the outskirts of Salvation. To get caught now, or chilled by a lucky bullet from a nervous guard, would be utterly stupid.
What's going on?
Ward squinted toward the circle of fires. The bulk of the Oxwags were on their side of the township, and it was hard to make out what was happening.
Looks like Strasser's strutting around telling everyone how clever he is. Gaia, but he freezes my heart.
Ryan had unslung his G-12 and resisted the momentary temptation to put it to his shoulder and peer through the laser scope, center it on the lean throat beneath the white ruffles of Strasser's shirt, and pull the trigger. Stop that evil heart forever. At that range, it would be difficult to miss. But the cost in human life could be terrible. They only had a single long blaster between them, and there were almost 30 in the attacking party, all heavily armed. If their leader went down, neck shot and fountaining blood, there would likely be a dreadful massacre.
What do we do, son?
Wait, Major. Watch and wait.
Wait, Doc. Maybe he won't recognize you.
He knows me, Mildred.
To Mildred's horror, she caught the glitter of tears coursing down Doc's lined cheeks.
Strasser made me do things for him. Did things to me. Made his sick men. Laughed.
It's dark. And there's 100 folk here, Doc. He probably won't bother
Shut
to...
Shut the fucking mouth, bitch!
One of the guards rammed the muzzle of his rifle so hard into her stomach that she nearly threw up.
Just wait, you bastard.
What was that?
Nothing.
Strasser paused in the center of the open space, looking around him with a proprietorial smile, the whip tapping gently against the side of the mirrored boots.
Very good. Stand at ease. Good.
Mildred watched, trying to put into operation the things that she'd learned from Ryan and the others. Look for weakness to exploit it.
This is fucking impossible.
The surprise had been total, and she knew that there was no